I've been a member of several professional ornithological societies since the 1970s, and I love reading the scientific papers in their journals. Of course, some studies are stronger than others. When my children were babies, I often read journal articles while I was nursing or rocking them to sleep, and remember chuckling about the conclusions of one particular paper from 1985, claiming that hummingbirds do not have natural predators. The paper was summarizing the author's literature search in which they could find only 13 documented cases ever of hummingbird adults being taken by predators and concluded that, quote, "Hummingbirds in North America do not have natural predators in the usual sense." Most of the studies I read in the journals correspond to my own observations, but not this one. I watched hummers right outside my own window taking breaks after stomach-filling drinks. They never tucked in their head and just snoozed, but were ever vigilant, looking every which way every moment. Now that I take photos, I often set my camera on sitting hummers and click away as fast as my camera's burst function allows. Whether a hummer is resting or preening, in any single burst of pictures, I'll get images of it looking every which way. Of course, just like chickadees, warblers, and other sensible birds, hummingbirds have to get used to me at the window before they'll allow me to photograph them. They zip off at any unexpected sound or movement from any direction. Living under Hawk Ridge as I do, and having counted migrating birds at the ridge and the Lakewood pumping station, I've personally witnessed sharp-shinned hawks, merlins, and kestrels chasing hummers several times over the years, though they were obscured by vegetation before I could see how the chases ended. But I've also never seen how a chase ended when a sharpie or merlin was chasing a warbler. I've occasionally seen these little raptors feeding on tiny birds, but unless I'm very close or their meal is something big like a blue jay, it's usually hard to identify the tiny ripped-apart morsel. A paper by Zensal and others published in 2013 in the Southeastern Naturalist titled "Observations of Predation and Anti-Predator Behavior of Ruby-Throated Hummingbirds During Migratory Stopover" pretty much concludes what I do, that predation is indeed one of the hazards facing migratory hummingbirds. As far as I can tell, predation is also a factor for nesting hummers. Merlins nest in my neighborhood, and the summering hummingbirds I've observed in my yard are just as vigilant as those passing through during migration. Now I've been reading a best-selling book from this year, The Thing with Feathers, which makes extensive reference to that 1985 study. In the hummingbird chapter, the author quotes extensively from the original paper, so I tracked it down to see whether I was misremembering something. It was written by Miller and Gass of Yale and the University of British Columbia, and titled "Survivorship in Hummingbirds: Is Predation Important?" And the paper was even worse than I remembered. I love seeing young writers referring to the scientific literature in their books and articles, and know that any conclusions we make from our own personal experiences can be colored by our expectations, so we need to be careful and fair when discounting any scientific study. But really, it doesn't make sense to base a whole chapter of a major book on a study from almost 30 years ago that has been since refuted in the literature. There were many valuable things about the book, The Thing with Feathers, but the chapter on hummingbirds made me read the rest of the book with a very large grain of salt. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.